Ayin Dalad. So today's learning is sponsored for Shema for Rindalea Bas Yehudis Ariella. So we got to the last two lines of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara was talking about the Isser of an Ariel eating Maisa Sheni or not. So Gemara tried to bring a riot from the fact that the Mishnah left Ariel off the list as one of the distinctions between Maisa Sheni and Truma Bikurim must be that Ariel is not Aser for Maisa Sheni. The Gemara says, no, not true. They left other things off the list as well, and one of them was an Ariel eating Maisa Sheni, the Isser of eating Maisa Sheni. So now Ravashi comes along and says the same idea. He says, Am Ravashi, Mereisha Nami Shmasmina. Even from the Reisha also of that previous Mishnah was not an exhaustive list. It left something off the list. What did it leave off? Midaloka Tani, from the fact that it didn't mention Vinog and Bishar Shnei Shavua Vein Lampidion Mashen Kin B'Maisa. This could have been another distinction the Mishnah could have mentioned, yet it left off the list. So too, just like it left these off the list, so too left off an Ariel off the list as well, even though in reality an Ariel is a distinction. In other words, an Ariel is Aser Maisa Sheni. What is this distinction of Bishar Shnei Shavua Vein Lampidion, says Rashi? Noag in top line, Chuma ubikurim bishar shnei shavua b'chol shnos hashmita. Every year Shemitah, you have to practice halachas of Chuma and halachas of bikurim. Ava, when it comes to Maisa Sheni, ain't noag begimo ubishishi. The third and sixth year of Shemitah, there is no Maisa Sheni. So that's the distinction. Fine. So now the Gemara says, goes through some more rayas about whether or not an Ariel is usher to Maisa Sheni or not. Tashma, two lines down, the Gemara says, Tashma. Nishtairu bo titin hamakvinus amila. Person's amila is not complete. There's some titin that are left over. Hareza einu ochel. He's still considered an arel. He may not eat lo b'chuma, v'lo b'pesach, v'lo b'kadshim, v'lo b'meiser. So these four things he can't eat. So my lab meiser dagon. So referring to meiser dagon, which is referring to meiser sheni, then arel may not eat meiser sheni. So this is a raya from a very mufurish braisa. So Gemara says, lo, when it mentions Meiser, it doesn't refer to Meiser Duggan, rather Meiser Behema, the tenth of every animal that's separated. There's a carbon Meiser Behema, and Ariel may not participate in that Meiser Behema, but nothing to do with Meiser Duggan at all. So Gemara says, Meiser Behema, Hainu Kachim. Meiser Behema is just another example of Kachim. Already list that an Ariel cannot eat Kachim. So why does it have to specify Meiser Behema? So Gemara says, Ulatamech, according to your very Svara, Midlotan Pesach, yet Katani Kachim. Wait a second. It mentions Karim Pesach, it mentions Kachim. Those are types of Karbanos. Kachim is general, and Pesach is specific. So why is it specifying Pesach? Why is it specifying Meiser Behema? It's a double question. So Gemara says, no, I understand Bishma, why Pesach and Kachim, why those are both mentioned, Tzrichi, need to mention both those Karbanos. Ditana Pesach, Bishum Da'arelis B'Pesach Ksivi. The source of an Aril not eating a Kachim is learned from Pesach. That's the source. So it mentions it explicitly. I would have thought maybe only Karban Pesach would be Aser to an Aril. About Kachim Emolo. That's why Bari says to say. Also, all Kachim is Aser to an Aril. Vitana Kachim, had it only mentioned Kachim, Havamina, my Kachim, which types of Kachim? Maybe Pesach. Therefore, to specify Kachim and Pesach as separate categories, that all Kachim are in fact Aser. But why, once you mention these two, do you have to mention Maisa Behema? Everything else has been already included. There's no need to single out Maisa Behema. Ella must be referring to Maisa Dagan. And the Gemara says, no, you're right. It's Maisa Dagan, not Maisa Behema, but not Maisa Sheni. Rather, Ella Maisa Rishon, the first separation, the first Maisa that's given to the Levi. And that's Rabbi Meir here. Rabbi Meir here. The Amar Maisa Rishon Asr Lazar. Rabbi Meir holds that a Maisa Rishon may not be eaten by a Zar, by a non-Kohen or a non-Levi. It's supposed to be given to a Levi, but a Zar may not eat it. And says Rashi, just like a Zar may not eat Maisa Rishon, so to an Ariel may not eat Maisa Rishon, but there is no Raya Legabai the Lachas of Maisa Sheni from this Brysa. So Gemara then brings another Brysa Tashma. Midatani Rabbi Chiya Barav, Midifti, Ariel Aser Bishtei Maisos. There are two Maisos that an Ariel may not participate in. Mailav Echad Maisa Dagan, Echad Maisa Behema. So we see that Maisa Sheni is included in as well in the Isser of Arelis. Gemara says, no, Hachanami Maisa Rishon, Rabbi Meir, but not Maiser Sheni. Gemara brings another brisa. Tashma Onena is Aser b'Maiser u'Mutter b'Chuma u'Bepara. A Tivol Yom is Aser b'Chuma but Mutter b'Para u'Bemaiser. And Mechusar Kippurim Aser b'Para u'Mutter b'Chuma b'Maiser. So these are different categories about Onena, Tivol Yom, and Mechusar Kippurim. It does not mention the brisa an Ariel. So why not? Asks the Gemara. Vimis, if it's really true that Ariel is this another distinction, shouldn't it say Nisei Ariel is Aser b'chuma and Mutter b'para uv'maiser? If it's really true that an Ariel may eat Maiser Sheni. So the fact that it's on the list implies that maybe an Ariel is Aser to eat Maiser Sheni. Gemara says no. Hai Tana, the Bei Rabbi Akiva, he, the Mar Bele La Ariel Katame. This is Rabbi Akiva who holds that Ariel is lumped together with Tame, and an Ariel may not eat Maiser Sheni. That's why. But maybe there are others who hold that he can eat Maiser Sheni. The Tani, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ish L'Rabbo says Ariel. So there are no rayas yet from these brises that Ariel may or may not eat Maiser Sheni. Now Gemara wants to know, Man Tana, the Palig Aleh, the Rabbi Akiva. Who is the one, who is the Tana who argues in Rabbi Akiva that holds an Ariel may eat, that Ariel is not considered a Tame? Who holds that way? So Gemara says it's Tana, the Rabbi Yosi Abavli. Now Tana here means the Tana Kama of Rabbi Yosi Habavli, which means the Tanya. The Brisa says, Srefas Onen u'mechusar kipurim kshera. The Srefa, the burning, if the Onen were to burn the Paraduma, or if a Mechusar Kippurim, one who's a tower, except he hasn't brought the carbon yet, these two individuals may burn the Paraduma. However, Rabbi Yosef HaBavli Omer, Ein Onen is Kshera, but a Mechusar Kippurim Psula. So there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, in the Tanakama, whether Mechusar Kippurim could perform the Srefa as Paraduma or not. So Rashi says that also, that same Machlokas would extend itself to the halachas of an Ariel as well. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Tana de Yosef HaBavli, Tanakama de Yosef HaBavli, that means, the one who argues in Yosef HaBavli, he's the one who argues in Rabbi Akiva, Damar the Tanakama holds, Mechusar Kippurim Kashir Bepara. Pamasisa de Okmik Rabbi Akiva, Katani Mechusar Kippurim Pasal Bepara. So this Machlokas, whether Mechusar Kippurim could perform the burning of the Paraduma or not, just like there's a machlokas, what involvement or if any involvement the Mechusar Kippurim could have in the Paraduma, they also argue about the involvement of an Ariel with respect to the Paraduma too. So he's the one, this Tanakama argues, or no, Rabbi Kiva again, like the Ariel's involvement in the Paraduma. No, you have a person who's not, doesn't have to be Mechusar Kippurim, a person who's at a Baal Keri, for example.
You mean in the case for the Paraduma, you can choose something that doesn't need to bring a korban. That's what that, because we're saying that the Rabbanim specifically took a Tvul Yom to make sure that the
Tzedukim.
But Tvul Yom is always before the korban.
No, you don't need a korban every single case.
Need every single case.
Yeah.
In the case that you do need a korban, it's always
that would be Mechusar Kippurim. That's a different category. Yeah.
Right. Meaning it's more like a category, not a timing.
It's a different type of tumah.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, "Af Reb Yitzchak Savar." He also holds, and Ariel is aser b'meiser, meiser sheni. That is, to Amar Reb Yitzchak, minayin la Ariel she aser b'meiser. Nemar mimenu. The word mimenu, it says b'meiser. V'nemar mimenu in by Pesach. Ma mimenu ha Amar b'Pesach. Ariel is aser bo. Af mimenu ha Amar b'meiser. Ariel aser bo. So through this Gezerah Shava learned from Pesach that Pesach and Ariel may not eat the carbon Pesach. So too by meiser sheni as well. He assumes this Gezerah Shava. Now the Gemara points out, the Gzeirah Shavah only works, it has to be mufni, it has to be where the words are completely superfluous and available for the Gzeirah Shavah, because the lo mufni, if they're not available, then it's subject and vulnerable to questions. Because the Ikal Mifrach, you could ask the following question. Mal Pesach, Shekein Chayv Malei, Mishim Pigal, Venosa, V'Tameh. There are all these extra chumras that apply to a Tameh, so maybe also the chumra of Ariel should also only apply to Pesach and not extend it over to Meiser. So therefore, La Uyufnu Mufne My Mufne. So it must be Mufne that these extra words are going to be Mufne. What exactly is it? My Mufne. What words are extra? So Amr Rava, Amr Yitzchak, Tlasa Mimenu Ksiva Pesach. It says the word Mimenu 3 times in Pesach, and one, as we'll see, will be available extra for the Gzer Sheva. Chad Lagufe. One is for the Pasuk itself, the Karim Pesach itself, to tell me that the Pasuk reads, Al Tochlu Mimenu Na Uvasha Mavusha B'mayim. One may not eat it if it's, cooked. The Karim Pesach has to be roasted. So it says Mimenu to tell me that only the Gabe, the Karim Pesach, the halachas of Na and Bishul apply. But the Gabe Matzah and Maror, it's not subject to the rules of how it's cooked exactly. That's one Mimenu. The Chal Gzer Shava, one is completely extra and available for the Gzer Shava. The Chal, the other one, this is a bit of a tricky application. The third Mimenu is talking about Nosar of the Karim Pesach. Leman Damar Ba Kasav Litein Lecha Asei Acher Lo Sase. It says Be'esh Tisrofu, that if it's left over, you have to burn it the next morning. So the word Dichsiv Nosar, Ksiv Nami Mimenu. So again, unclear what this means exactly, but they've pointed out there's a Tosis earlier that says sometimes when there's a Chiddush in the Torah wants to emphasize and underscore the need for this. So it says Nosar and Mimenu twice just to highlight this Chiddush. So it's not really teaching something new, but somehow it's strengthening the application of this din of Asay of the of it's a lava nitikal Asay, that the Asay fixes the lava of Noser. That's what Mimenu is doing. Or in that same world, there's another opinion that holds the man damar litain lo boka sheni l'shreif aso. That means you don't burn it the next morning. The next morning is Yontif. You wait until the second morning, which is Chol Moed, when you burn it. So id dechsev ad boker ksev nami Mimenu. Mimenu is simply again just highlighting the fact that this is such a chiddush of you burn it the second morning. So I'm not sure what to do with that. If you look at the Gemara in Pesachim to really appreciate what these drashas are, but either way, the word Mimenu is used for something on that that drasha, but one Mimenu is used for the Gzer Shava from the Pesach angle. Now, what about the angle of the Maaser Sheni? So Gemara now says three wide lines down, Mitzlasa Mimenu Ksiva B'Maaser. It also says the word Mimenu three times by Maaser Sheni. Chalagufe, one for the very Pasuk itself. The Pasuk says by Maaser Sheni that an Onin can eat it. It says, Lo Ochalti B'Oni Mimenu. So Mimenu tell me that only by Maaser Sheni is there an Isser of an Onin eating it, but by Maaser Rishon, an Onin may participate. Chad, one Onin, one Mimenu rather, is teaching me, L'drebi Abohu, Amr B'Yochanan, to tell me that that when it comes to Shemin of Maaser Sheni that becomes Tamei, you can't burn it. But Shemin of Truma that becomes Tameh, one may burn. We'll have to hold on to that drush because we're going to retract on that in a few lines from now. But that's one Mimenu at least right now. The Chad, one Mimenu is telling me, the Darish, the Dereish Lakish, Damarish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Simai, Minayin Lemaisa Sheni Shenitma, Shemuta Lesucho, that although we said above, the Maisa Sheni that becomes Tameh, you can't burn it, you actually can use it to rub oil on the skin. Shenemar says, when it comes to the Vidur Meiser, the individual says, I never use this for a mace. So Gemara's Medaik, for mace you didn't use it, but you used it for a chai. Meaning what? Lemes hu delo nasati, halachai, but you used it for a chai. So what can you actually use that you could have used for mace, and you could also use for a chai, but it's also for mace? In other words, you can't say achila. You can't feed a meiser to a dead body. So what could you potentially do to a mace that we don't allow you to do? It must be dum yu de mace, nasati. Eze Davar, what's something Sheshava Bechayim Vemeisim that in theory you could do both to a dead body and to a live person? Haviyomer Zo Sicha, you could do Sicha to a mace and a chai. Now in the end, the Gemara says it's Aser to do Sicha to a mace, but it would be allowed, I mean rather, it would be possible physically to do so to a mace. So that's what the third Mimenu is teaching me, that although you can't apply the oil that's Tameh to a mace, you may apply the oil to the chai, a person, even though it became Tameh. Either way, the three Mimenus from Maaser Sheni here, all taken for different drushes. It's not available. It's not available for the Gzer Shava. So Gemara says, so before getting back to the point, the Gemara says, Maskif la Ramar Zutra, in this world of the Mimenus of Mace, and we say, Lo Nasati Mimenu Mace, maybe what it's telling me is, Likach lo Aron v'tachrichim. Maybe the drushes tell me that you're not allowed to take Maaser Sheni, sell it, and use the money to buy an aron and tachrichim. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Gemara, and not to make the diak that you're allowed to use it for a chai. Gemara says, no, it doesn't make sense that we're talking about the isser of what to buy from the Maaser Sheni money, because Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Mimenu Migufu, it's referring to the actual item, not the proceeds of selling the item. So don't talk about what drash is about selling and using what you're replacing it with. We're talking about the actual Maaser Sheni itself. So then the Gemara says, okay, Ravashi Amar Lo Nasati Dumya Delo Achalti. We have to compare the giving, the using of the Maaser Sheni, to the eating of the Maaser Sheni. Just like Malahala Migufa, just like you eat the actual Maaser Sheni, so to Afkan Migufa, referring to using it, the actual item, not selling it. So these are different answers how we're not referring to don't it's, the drasha is not to say, oh, don't buy it, Aron Tachrichim. That's not the drasha referring to the Maaser Sheni Begufo. And what does that mean? The Sicha, that you can't use the oil to rub onto the mace, but you may use it for the chai. Either way, we establish that the three Mimenus by Maaser Sheni are all taken up for different drushes. So we don't have the Mufna both ends. We only have Mufna from the Tzad of Pesach, but not from the Tzad of Karban, from the Maaser Sheni. So Gemara asks, Vakati, Mufna Mitzad Echadu, it's only available from one angle, from the angle of the of Pesach. So Anichel Mandam, this all is fine and well. If you hold the Maiden Vemeshivin, if there's one Tzad is Mufna, that's sufficient. You can make a Gzer Shava, and it's not vulnerable to any questions. But the man the Amar, the maiden umeshivin, you can make a gzer shava if one side is mufna, but it's also vulnerable to any questions if it's not mufna from both ends. Ma'ik lemeimer, how are you going to protect this gzer shava from the question? We had a question above that karm patzach is more chamer because of nosar and pigol and so on. So Gemara says no. Hach de Rabbi Abohu. Above, when you use the word mimenu as a drasha to tell me that Maaser Sheni, that's Tama, you may not burn, it's not really learned from the word mimenu. It's learned from a different drasha, midir of Nachman Amarabba Bar Avua Nafka.
Dama Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, my dichsev. What does this pasuk mean by truma when it says vani hine nasati lecha es mishmeres trumasai? That you have to protect my truma. Shebistei trumos akas medaber. Trumosai implies two trumos. Which two trumos you have to protect from burning when tamei? Achas truma tahora. Achas truma tamei. Amar Rachmana lecha has to be for you. Shelchatia lasaka tachas tiafshucha. Only when you benefit, but just to burn it out when it becomes tamei, that would be aser. And just like it's aser by truma tamei, so it's aser by ma'aser tamei, and not from the word mimenu. That now allows the other mimenu to be available from Ma'aser Sheni angle, so now we have a full Gzer Shava Mufna Mishnei Stadim from Pesach, and Ma'aser Sheni allowing the Isser Ariel to travel from Pesach all the way to Ma'aser Sheni to tell me that an Ariel may not eat Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, last couple lines of the Amud here. The Gemara says, V'chol Tmeim lo yochlu b'chuma bo, the Mishnah said. We can't have a Tamei person may not eat Chuma. No, Namila, how do we know that one who's Tamei cannot eat Chuma? It says in the Pasuk, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kral, last week's Parsha, Ish Mizera Aaron, Vu Tarua Ozov, and so on. It says, Bekadoshim Lo Yochal Adashe Yitar, one who is Tamei may not eat Kachim. So what's Kachim mean? So we would say it means Karbanos. That's what Kachim typically means. The Gemara says, no, Kachim here does not mean Kachim, it means Chuma. Ezu Davar Sheshava Bizar Sha'aron. What is Shava? What does Shava mean? What's equal? Says Rashi, equal to both men and female for the children of Aaron. Havi Omer Chuma. Because Kudshim can only be eaten by the Zichrekuna. A female cannot eat Kudshim. Chuma may be eaten by men and women. So since we're seemingly connecting Zaro Shel Aaron, Zera Aaron, doesn't say B'nai Aaron, it says Zera Aaron, even though it says the word Ishish as well, but it says Zera Aaron. So Zer Aaron means the offspring, not the men, not the sons of, that includes that which is applied equally to both men and women, namely Chuma. So one who's Tameh may not eat Chuma. So Gemara says, why do you say it applies to Chuma? Maybe, Ema b'chazav ashok. Chazav ashok, every single chulin animal, the din is, rather shlamim, you have to give the chazav and the shok to the Kohanim, and that's allowed also to Anashim and Nashim. So maybe it's referring to the chazav ashok of shlamim and not referring to Chuma. Gemara says, it can't be, because what does Eino b'chozeres mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, first, narrow line down. Umishane lesa b'chozeres. Bas Kohen almana miYisrael. The Bas Kohen was married to Yisrael, and then she becomes a widow from that Yisrael. V'zer ein la, she has no children. Damar perak almana, kishi chozeres, chozeres l'chuma. She goes back to her father's house and eats chuma. However, ein chozeres l'chazav ashok. She does not go back to eat chazav ashok. So we're talking about a situation where there's a din of chazara where you can go back to the initial din. But since that doesn't apply to chazav ashok, that cannot be the implication of the pasuk. Rather, it's referring to chuma. So Gemara then says, okay, chumanami eina b'chalala. So a chalala as well cannot eat chuma. So that's not always a b'chazara. Gemara says, chalala is la'av zara d'aronhi. That's not called the zara aron anymore. Once she's a chalala, she's now considered no longer the children of aron. And that's not subject to chalala either. That's not called zara aron. So the only instance we have is where the zara aron of a woman, a bas kohen, can return back to the father's house. The only option we really have is going to be chuma. So now the Gemara says, after establishing that this pasuk is referring to Truma, the Gemara wants to understand, what does it mean, Ad Sheyitar? So let me read the pasuk one more time. The pasuk reads, pasuk says, that Ish Ish Mizera Aaron of Hutaru Ozav Gomer, Bekadashim Lo Yochal Ad Sheyitar, until they become Tahor. What does Tahor mean? So Tahor means, Umimai Dahai Ad Sheyitar Ad Dika Herv Shemesh. How do you know it refers to sunset? In other words, a person goes to the mikvah, and then there's a Herv Shemesh, he's no longer Tameh, he's Tahor, he can eat. Maybe what it means is ad demaisi kapara. Maybe ad yitar means that what's tahara? When you bring the carbon, mechusri kipurim, a person who's certain types of people who are tame, a yoledes, a mitzora, a zavagadola, these are individuals who require a kapara, carbon. Why do we say after Harav Shemesh it's sufficient? Maybe you have to wait until after the carbon is brought before eating truma. So Gemara said, losak adaitach. No one would have thought you would require the carbonus to eat the truma. Why? The Tana de Beyer Bishmal, Bizova, Bal Shei Rios, Bimitsora, Muskra, Kasim, Medaber. The pasuk referring to these types of tumas who don't require carbon. They're tame, but they don't require carbon when their tire is complete. Kasim, Medaber. Dumi de Tame Nefesh. Because we're comparing it to Tame Nefesh, which is listed in the pasuk in the Parsha Emor, just Ma Tame Nefesh, one who's a Tame Tumas Nefesh, Tumas Mace, that is, Delo Bar Kapar, who there's no but carbon. For one who becomes Tamei Meis, so Haninami, so too, the other types of Tumas are Delav B'nei Kaparninu. So that's the type of Tumah referring to, non-Muchosi Kippurim. So what is the criteria, what is the trigger for making them Tahor? It can't be the carbon, because there is no carbon by Tamei Meis. It must be Harav Shemesh, which triggers the Tahara. So Gemara says, wait a minute, what do you mean? Maybe Ema Hani mili de la bar kaparhu. Maybe the only time Harav Shemesh is what creates the Tara are those who don't require carbon, such as Tamei Meis, Zabal Shalriya, Sheirios, and Mutzar Musker. Aval, the category de bar kapar, those who do require kapara, such as a Yoledis, such as a Zav Gadola, which saw three times, maybe they add the Maisi Kapara. Maybe those individuals would require the carbon before eating Truma. But soon, moreover, another question, how did San the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Negayim, the three categories of Tamei who become Tahor? Tavel, V'Allah, Ochav, Maiser. One who goes to the mikvah and comes up, he can eat Maisi immediately. Harav Shemesh, when one experiences the sunset, he can now Ochav Truma. And Hevi Kabar, one who brings a Kabara, can now Ochav Kajum, can eat Karbanos. These three stages. Menalan, how do we know? What's the basis for these three different categories? So Gemara explains as follows, and this is going to answer both questions. Amarefa, Amarev Chista. Chalasei Krai Ksiv, it says three psukim in the Torah. Lo Yocha Mina Kajum, Kim Rachas Besar B'mayim. You cannot eat Kajum until you went to the mikvah. Ha Rachas Tar. But if you go to the mikvah, it's Tar. So that's Tefillah. All you need is Tefillah. That's one pasuk. You can eat the kachim afterwards. That's you need sunset. That's the second pasuk. And ksiv the third pasuk is v'chi parallel karin. The karin brings the kapara v'tara, then you become tower. So one pasuk says tefillah is enough. One pasuk says harav shemesh, and one pasuk says karbanos. How do we reconcile between these three pasukim? Haketzad kan lemeiser kan the chuma kan the kachim. In other words, meiser requires tefillah. That's all. Chuma requires tefillah plus Harav Shemesh, and Kachim requires tefillah, Harav Shemesh, and also the Karbanos. So these are the three different psukim. So the Gemara now says, to Epech Ana, maybe I'll switch things around, and maybe say, maybe Truma requires Karban, and Kachim requires Harav Shemesh only. So Gemara says, Mistavra Truma Adifa, Shekein, we're switching around the first one, meaning that the tefillah, maybe tefillah should be sufficient for Truma, and Harav Shemesh, Shemesh should be sufficient, should required be required for Meiser. Switch to Yangwar says can't be. Because Mistavra Chuma Adifa. Chuma is more Machmir, Shekein Machbas. What does Machbas stand for? So the Mem is stands for Misa, Misa Bidishamaim. One Azar eats Chuma, he's Chai Misa Bidishamaim. And the Ches stands for Chomesh, requirement of eating paying Chomesh if Azar eats it. And Pei is referring to there's no pigeon by Chuma, and Zion refers to an Asa for Azar. So we see these chumers that Chuma has, that's why you have to wait longer, have Shemesh for Chuma more so than Meiser. Mar says, Adar Abba, Meiser Adifa, Meiser is more stringent. Shekein Hadas Tav, they're more. He stands for Havas Yushalim, you have to bring it to Yushalim to eat, not by Chuma, however. Dalet is for Vidoy, the Dalet of Vidoy, you have to do a Vidoy by Meiser. And the Samach is Usr, Usr Le Oni, Oni may eat, not eat it. Tess is for Tuma, one who can, it can't burn it when Tame. And the Beis is referring to Bit Tuma Sa'atma, you can't eat it when one's Tame. And or Beis is for Biur, all these Chumers, five, six Chumers by Meiser. So Meiser should be more Machmer, and you should have to wait to Harav Shemesh. Of course, Afil Hachi, right? Even though there are more Chumers by Meiser Sheni, then by Truma, in the end of the day, the Misa is Adif. Misa is stronger, and the fact that Misa applies to Truma, not to Maisa Sheni, that tells us there's more Chumras, where it's more stringent by Truma, and that's why you have to wait Harav Shemesh by Truma. So where I said, Rav Amar, below Misa Adifa, Nami Lamatz Amris. Even without that factor of Misa applying to Truma, and not to Maisa, I still would have explained that Truma requires Harav Shemesh, and not Maisa. Why? Amar Kha, the Pasuk says, Nefesh, Nefesh Asher Tiga Baba Gomer, Lo Yochal Min HaKachim Kim Rachat Besar B'mayim. What's Nefesh mean? Ezu Davar Sheshava B'chol Nefesh. What is equal to all people? Meaning, Kohanim Yisrael, they can eat Maiser Rishon, or Maiser Sheni, rather, equally. HaVyomer Zem Maiser. So the fact the word Nefesh is used, Stam Nefesh, doesn't make any categories, implies they're referring to who is the one who requires Tefillah, and that's it. Kim Rachat Besaro. It must be Maiser Sheni, which applies to all Nefesh. As opposed to Chuma that applies to only Kohanim, that's not what the Pasuk is implying. So that's how we know, again, Maiser Sheni requires Harav Shemesh, rather, Tefillah, and Chuma requires Harav Shemesh. So now, we turn to Bakati. Maybe, it's only true that Hani Mile Hecha de la Bar Kapara. Maybe when there's no Bar Kapara, when it's a Zav Bal Sheirios, Mitzvah Muskar, they don't have to bring a carbon to become Tar. That's when, after Harav Shemesh, they could eat Chuma. About Hecha de Bar Kapara, when it's a person who requires a full Kapara, like a Zav Bal Shloshrios, or a Mitzvah Mukhla, maybe they should not eat Chuma until Adam Isi Kapara. Gemara says, Amar Bai says, Trey Krai Ksiva, the two psukim, it says, Bayoletis. Once she completes the count of the days, the 40 or 80 days, she's tower even without bringing a carbon. And Ksiv yet it says also by Yoledis, she has to bring a carbon. So does she have to bring a carbon, or does she not have to bring a carbon? So Gemara says, okay, it must be kan the chumba kan the kachim. Meaning, even though your leather is a category of mechusa kipurim, she does not actually have to bring a karban to eat chuma. She has to simply wait for her shemesh to eat chuma. In order to eat kachim, however, she does require the kachim as well. So this we see that you don't have to wait for the karban even for those who are mechusa kipurim. Gemara says, okay, now, ve'epach nami, I'm going to switch it around when it came to the difference between kachim and chuma now. Chuma requires to have shemesh. Kachim requires bringing the karban before eating it. So let's switch it around. Maybe we should say that chuma requires bringing a karban before eating chuma, and a kachim one can eat even after her shemesh. So mistavra, where it says kodesh chamer, that kodesh is more machmer, and that's why you have to wait until bringing the karban before eating kachim. Shekeina pan kachas, however you pronounce that simon, which stands for pei is for pigo, nun is for nosar, kuf is for karban that be brought inside. The ayin is for meila, the ayin of the meila. The chaf is for it's subject to karis, one who's tami who eats it. The samach is for asur leonim. What do you mean? Adraba, chuma is chamura. Chuma has more severities. Shekein machbaz, which is misa, and chomesh, and pidyon, and zar. Whereas in the end of the day, there's hanach nefishon. There are more chumas by kachim, and that's why you have to wait until after bringing the karbon before allowed to eat kachim. Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar, we'll finish with this. Below hanach nefishon lo masas amas. Even without weighing which has more or the other, I would still would have thought that kachim requires bringing a karbon before eating it. Why so? Because Amar Kadha Pasik says, V'chiper aleh ha-kohen v'tahira. It says that the Bayuledes, that she has to bring a carbon by the kohen, and then she's tahor. So Mechlau, she tamei, implying that she was tamei before bringing the carbon. Now Isaac Adaitach, if you were to say, B'kachim, referring to, when it says in the Pasik, Ad Mlosi Me Tara, when the other Pasik said she's tahor after the days are complete, even before the carbon. Again, remember we said above that there's a stira by Yoledes. One project says when the days are over, she's tar. The other project says when the carbon's brought, she's tar. So now if you're going to suggest that the carbon that we chiper aleha is referring to eating truma, and that means the other pasuk of the complete of days is referring to kachim, the Gemara says, Ikre Khan, you're going to invoke the pasuk. It says that Vabasa Asheiga b'chol tamei lo yeachal. Anybody who touches that which is tamei, he or she cannot eat. So now, if it's referring to the carbon, so 1 second, what's that pasuk saying? Hold on. Yeah, so look at Rashi to get clarity. Rashi writes the second narrow line down. Michlal shi tameya ad hashta, that when she brings the carbon, she's tahor. Before that, she's tamei. The isak adayta krakama deshari lemechal meurta bekachim. If it's true that the pasuk, the first pasuk, when she's allowed to eat already from the evening before bringing the carbon, is referring to kachim. So then says Rashi, kari kan habasa sheyiga bechol tamei lo yeachel v'hai mechusik yipurim tamei mikre kedichsev etayra mechal shi tameya. So now referring to that she can't eat the food, because the other pasuk, again, I'm not getting this clear. Hold on a second here. Maybe one more time. If you say v'chiper la'akoy v'tahira, it's referring to mechal shi tamei, she was tamei beforehand. It's referring to bringing the carbon beforehand, she was considered tamei. Now, if you would have thought Admlos Metara is telling me that she could eat right away with her shemesh kachim, so how could you say that she could eat kachim? Because we know clearly by kachim, one who's tamei can't eat it. You cannot eat it. So she can't touch it. She can't eat if she's tamei. So clearly this pasuk can be referring to the eating of kachim. It must therefore referring to the one who's eating truma, el shvamina b'truma. Then again, the heter of the hair of shemesh is referring to truma, but the heter of kachim depends on the bringing of karbanos. Okay, we'll stop here, and everybody have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.